they dug, widened the lake ditch, and that's where we most have a swim. There'd be 15 or 30 men, boys down there swimming. The girls didn't swim there, it's just the boys. And then they had Crystal Springs, was out about 2 miles south of town, where they had a swimming pool there. And that was the main attraction, you know. People would go out there and go swimming and have their picnic. And my uncle, Lawrence, that's mother's brother, run that for a long time.
What other relatives were here when you were growing up?
What?
Who were all the relatives that you had that grew that were
well,
living here when you grew up?
There was Ann, that's Dad's sister. She lived right up, well, just a block from where, block and a half from where we were raised. You know, where we were raised up there.
Just this house up here?
Yeah, where Reed lives. And it was just a block and a half from there, and she lived there, and that's the main family. But the family used to get together and go on picnics. Now, where did they go? Well, they went over the river. Or they went out, if it was a special occasion, they went out to 9 Mile. And that's as far as we went. That's when we had Model T Fords. Prior to that, I can't remember going any place. I can remember one time we went, now this is interesting. Aunt Kate, Aunt Fanny and her husband run a confectionery store up here. That's just, it's in this next block from where Reed lives. They run a confectionery store. In those days, if you had ice cream, it was made in town. You didn't have ice cream come in here. It was made in town, and they made it in Packers. You know, they had, a wood thing. And then they'd pack this and put ice around it, and they'd pack the ice cream. Well, when we'd go on a picnic, we'd go buy one of those packers of ice cream. And I can remember going over the river and up over the river and up into this little flat place, and then that's where we'd have a picnic. And usually it was all a family that'd go. And I remember this one time he was up there, and this Model T, you had to crank it. He didn't have a self-start, he had to crank it. And Dad started out of the here and got right down the middle of the river and to kill the engine.
Oh.
There he was right there. So what he did, he took this ice cream packer, sat down in the river and put his leg in it, put his other leg up on the fender of the Model T and cranked the Ford and out he come. And I thought that was quite unique, you know, the way he did that. But in those days, we had to make our own fun. You didn't have all this stuff. We played marbles. I can remember playing marbles by the hour.
Who did you play with?
Well, all the kids in school, and boy, I'd come home and eat in a hurry and run back so I could play marbles. But I never ever bought a marble in my life.
You always won them from someone?
I won them from someplace else. My brother gave me a couple to start with, and I was good enough so I could win them. I always had a bunch of marbles.
Really?
But it was a big thing, you know, to play marbles. And then they played tops, you know, they had a top that they'd spin, throw down and spin. But things like that, we had to make our own entertainment, and they'd play Run Sheepy Run and things like that.
How did you play that?
Merle, how did you play Run?
Well, it was just a little more complicated than hide and go seek. You play hide and go seek, and that was just, if you've heard of that, and then you played it. But Run Sheep Run was it'd go further.
Really?
Well, they had a post. They had somebody taking care of this post, and the rest of us all sheared down. And the idea was to get back and punch the post without this guy catching us.
Oh.
See?